The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. People listening on the free Odyssey app. People locked in on the Infinity Sports station, wherever they live. People on SiriusXM channel 158. Everybody on a smart speaker, all you got to do is ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And just people all over the world. Thank you so much to super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And most importantly, thank you to you for listening, because without you, there is no show. There's none of us, not me, not Hickey. We'd be doing something else if you weren't here. You can always listen to the show at this time, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. What a busy Thursday, right? It started off slow, and the Lakers got a head coach. The Bulls are stupid as hell. What else is new? It's a wild world that we live in, okay? Anyway, we got a lot to get into. In about 20 minutes, Katie Wu is going to join us from The Athletic. She covers the Cards. This is a big deal for the St. Louis Cardinals, because they're taking on the San Francisco Giants to basically honor Willie Mays in the Negro Leagues. Right down the road from me in Birmingham, this is a big deal. Sam Amick is going to come through and join us next hour to talk about the Los Angeles Lakers and their coaching hire. So we got a lot to do, a lot to discuss. If you want to participate in the show, it's simple, 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. It's going to be a lot of fun today. Besides all the NBA action, Major League Baseball action, and out in Birmingham, talk about Caitlin Clark. What else is new? I don't know why Cheryl Swoops is she's bullying this woman now. Justin Fields, I know he never seemed too happy or thrilled with the idea of him returning kicks. And, I mean, Madden has a different idea. Justin Fields probably isn't happy about that. Paul George is openly talking about his pending free agency. The NCAA tournament might expand. George Kittle is telling everybody the perfect way to lose weight. So we got a lot to get into here over the next 4 hours. Before I do or say anything else, Ryan Hickey, how the hell are you? You good?
I'm good, JR. Doing better today than I would probably say 99% of Lakers fans after this news becomes official.
You said you feel better than 99% of Lakers fans?
I'm sure there's 0.1% that are, or 1% maybe, that are happy.
that are maybe excited about J.J. Redick, intrigued by what he could be, think, you know, maybe buying into the notion that his NBA smarts and this podcast with LeBron can translate over to winning basketball. I'm sure there's always a small minority in every fan base that'll be optimistic. So I can't say a full 100%, but a large majority, I think I'm doing better than.
Well, unless you've been living underneath a rock, J.J. Redick is the newest coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. A four-year deal, $32 million. We know Hurley from UConn last week turned down, 6 years over $70 million. And the Los Angeles Lakers, they finally settled on a head coach. Was J.J. Redick their first choice? It didn't appear that way. He didn't receive a contract offer or sign until today. They looked at Hurley. And the Los Angeles Lakers, as Sicky talked about, they look a little goofy right now. They're bringing in a 39-year-old dude who played 15 years in the NBA. And yes, he has a basketball podcast with LeBron. And yes, he's sitting around and doing television. Thank God he won't be doing TV on ESPN anymore. They're bringing this guy in because, A, they feel he could be a long-term coach whenever LeBron is done. But they're bringing him in primarily now because he can carry LeBron James's bags. That's just the facts. I'm just being real. I don't know if J.J. Redick is going to be a good coach. I don't know if he's going to be a bad coach. But I know right out of the gate, J.J. Redick is going to be the whooping boy for everybody. Unless the Los Angeles Lakers start hot on fire, which I don't see happening. And J.J. Redick is going to feel the heat. It's going to be real interesting to see how his relationship with LeBron James changes. There's a lot to review here with J.J. Redick as the Lakers' newest coach. Coach K. Yeah, Mike Krzyzewski, he coached J.J. Redick when people hated him at Duke. And J.J. Redick knows a thing or two about hate. Coach K said, man, if you're worried about J.J. Redick, I got some words for you. This is what he told John Fanta.
Well, I don't say anything to him because what they say doesn't make a damn bit of difference. And to think that any organization would hire anybody because of glamour or whatever is ridiculous. Like, every organization wants to win. If J.J. Gets a head coaching job, it'll be because that organization believes that J.J. is the best person, the best coach to lead their organization. You know, if as a competitor or coach, player, whatever, we worried about what people said, we'd go nuts. You know, we should only worry about what we're thinking and what our team is thinking about, and then let's go. You know, talk about what we're doing, not what we might do. Even what we did, you know, because you keep learning.
Man, if they wanted J.J. Redick, they would have just given him the job a couple of weeks ago. Come on. What did they do? They waited until the NBA Finals were done? No, they didn't. They threw Dan Hurley money, and he said no. And so was J.J. Redick always an option? Yes, he was. But let's not act like the Los Angeles Lakers woke up and said, that's our guy. Because they asked somebody else to the prom, and they said no. And then they went back to the other guy. And that's J.J. Redick. And I gotta be very clear here. I don't know how J.J. Redick is going to do as a coach. You don't know how J.J. Redick is going to do it as a coach. We can all speculate, given the Los Angeles Lakers history, when it comes to hiring and firing coaches. They go through coaches like most people. Well, almost as frequently as people go through underwear. Hopefully that's every day. If you think about the Los Angeles Lakers, they've had no problem with firing a Darvin Ham. The Los Angeles Lakers have no problem looking at a Frank Vogel after a championship and saying goodbye, see you later. I don't know. Most coaches get hired to get fired. Look, I actually think J.J. Redick is in an interesting position. He's at the back end of LeBron James's career. LeBron James is going to be 40 in December. And then there has to be a realistic expectation that he could coach the team post-LeBron James. That's a benefit. Darvin Ham isn't thinking about that. He wasn't offered the job and said, hey, this is you. They fired two guys, okay? Ham and Vogel. J.J. Redick isn't stupid. The Lakers aren't stupid. They actually have to commit to somebody in the long run. That's a benefit to J.J. Redick. But I'll tell you this. No matter if it's Hurley or Redick or you or me, the Lakers need a better roster. That's it. I mean, if you got an expectation that they're competing for a championship, and I get it, it's June, it's still early. If you have an expectation that LeBron James and Anthony Davis are going to go win a title, I don't think so. I think we saw that in the bubble. And man, it sounds crazy to say. Like, that this is 2024. They had to cancel the end of that season and play it later in the year. Like, come on now. That was done. A long time ago. You going to trust D'Angelo Russell? Nobody wants him. Rui Hachimura, is he going to be back to being a serviceable, consistent guy? Is Anthony Davis going to be healthy? Is LeBron James going to just stay the same way forever? This is, all of these things are unlikely. And the Lakers need depth, man. Yeah, J.J. Redick might be the fixer-upper into the future, but for right now, who cares about J.J. Redick? It's the roster. And maybe if Dan Hurley came over from UConn into the future, they could develop a younger roster. Maybe Hurley would have better success. You know, maybe bringing in a Sam Cassell, someone who has coaching experience, at least as an assistant, would help. The Lakers are taking a short and the long run here. But if I'm a Lakers fan, I'm kind of going, we got LeBron's guy to babysit LeBron and keep him, but I hope this guy works in the long run. That's what the Lakers hope as well. We spoke to Anthony Irwin, who covers the Los Angeles Lakers for Odyssey Sports, and he was here with us earlier this week, and I asked him, how the hell will Los Angeles Lakers fans react to this potential J.J. Redick hire? At that point, Anthony said it was basically a done deal.
Yeah, Lakers fans, I think, are just kind of tired at this point. They, the bright spot in the LeBron James era was a championship that they were never able to get together and celebrate because of COVID. So, and everything basically before and since then has been mostly mediocrity. And I think Lakers fans at this point are just waiting for the organization to figure things out and try to show that they operate or on the level that is expected of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Come on. What I've expected from the Los Angeles Lakers over the past 10 years is to, just fire everybody. Look at Luke Walton and fire him, and look at D'Antoni and fire him. And we can go down the list. It's a tough job. And J.J. Redick thinks that he can go out there and do it. A matter of fact, J.J. Redick, 2 years ago, he was chatted up with Bleacher Report, not on his own podcast. J.J. Redick talked about what would make him a good coach.
I don't necessarily think it's one thing. I feel like I know the game pretty well because of some coaches I played for, really specifically Coach K. He taught me about adaptability. And our game, the NBA, changes so fast year to year. Having the mindset of just being open to change. One of my greatest skills as a human being is my ability to communicate and communicate in an open and transparent way. I did that as a teammate. I think that's part of coaching. Not avoiding things and not avoiding confrontation. Locker rooms, team chemistry, it's a very fragile thing. We see it all the time in the NBA. I look at coaching as a way to help. It's like I had so many people help me in my career, and not just head coaches, but assistant coaches, player development people. And they have such a valuable place in my heart and in my life. And I'd love to be one of those people someday.
Well, now it's your turn. That was 2022. It's 2024. That day is today. That opportunity starts in October. That opportunity starts soon. It starts right away because the NBA draft is next week. J.J. Redick from Duke. J.J. Redick, 15-year NBA sharpshooter. J.J. Redick, podcast host. J.J. Redick, ESPN, NBA Finals broadcaster. J.J. Redick, podcaster with LeBron James, breaking down the game. And what a hustler way to end up with a coaching job. I'm going to do a podcast with LeBron James. It'll be the greatest job interview ever. And well, damn it, he got the job. And now J.J. Redick has to deal with the Laker fans who are going to expect him to be a miracle worker for a roster that is aging, old, injury prone. And in the case of somebody like Russell, I know, man, you can't wait to get rid of him. Wait till he's gone. Who the hell do you replace him with? Los Angeles Lakers got a lot of work to do. And if you're thinking about today, it's not about the coach. It's about the players. Let me know who they add that's actually going to make an impact to help them compete for a championship. I don't see that guy out there. The Lakers look like they'll be competing for a playoff spot. They'll have a winning streak. They'll have a losing streak. People will go high. People will go low. J.J. Redick will get angry. J.J. Redick will be fine. And LeBron James will throw out subtle messages. His teammates will go, hey, LeBron is really the coach, not J.J. And the Lakers are going to take us on another ride. To where? Unlikely a championship, not this upcoming season. I doubt it. But probably and likely through mediocrity. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Sam Amick is going to come through and join us next hour to talk about the Los Angeles Lakers and what they've just done bringing in J.J. Redick. We'll get into some NFL, potential expansion of the NCAA tournament. But in about 5 minutes, we're going to show some love. We're going to talk about Willie Mays out in Birmingham, Alabama at Rickwood Field. Major League Baseball is going to honor the Negro Leagues, Willie Mays, in a game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the San Francisco Giants. Someone attending that is Katie Wu from The Athletic. She covers the Cards. We'll talk to her about the experience thus far and what we can look forward to. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, just getting warmed up on the Infinity Sports Network.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast. Yeah, the Los Angeles Lakers hired J.J. Redick. Felt that was coming for a while now outside of that Hurley stuff. But Major League Baseball is doing something tonight out in Birmingham, Alabama, that is historic. Major League Baseball is honoring the Negro Leagues. It's showing love to Willie Mays They're holding their first ball game at the country's oldest ball field at Rickwood Field, right down the road from me here in Atlanta, out in Birmingham. San Francisco Giants are going to take on the Cards. To talk about the experience out at Rickwood and Birmingham and what has taken place, what will take place in about an hour from now, joining us is Katie Wu from The Athletic. Katie, thank you for taking the time.
No, thanks so much for having me. It's a wonderful experience being here.
No, absolutely. Well, please tell us about the experience. I wish I was right down the road with you, but what's taken place so far?
Yeah, you know, when Major League Baseball announced this event, I immediately identified it as a can't-miss experience, and it has just been one big party out in Birmingham. Celebration, it's a three-day celebration, started Tuesday with a minor league game, a celebrity softball game yesterday, and of course the main event, Giants-Cardinals, in just over an hour, set to take off. I think the purpose of this game, obviously, is to celebrate the Negro Leagues and introduce maybe those who aren't familiar with the Negro Leagues just how much the players that played on this very field, at Rickwood Field, impacted Major League Baseball and beyond. And I think it's long overdue that Major League Baseball did an event like this, but it is worth the wait simply because of just how well done everything is around here.
Katie Wu was joining us from The Athletic. Well, Katie, we know that you cover the Cards. What makes the stadium so special? Have you had a chance to walk around? I know they renovated it, fixed it up a little bit. What's that look like?
Yeah, I actually just did a lap yesterday, and I did one more today. They have the original wall still up. I mean, you know, there's the Cardinals and Giants will have a makeshift wall out to 400 feet. But dead center at Rickwood Field actually goes to 478, which is wild to think about.
Wow.
So I walked that actual back wall, got to go see, you know, where some greats such as Willie Mays played. And that was really interesting. The actual box offices for tickets from 1910 are still intact. To just sit in the stands, the press box is a makeshift press box out in the stands, and I think that's actually probably the best way to watch a game, especially if you're going to watch one at Rickwood Field. So the history that's in this ballpark is what makes it so special.
Well, Katie, outside of the field, I know Birmingham has done a lot that was already planned to honor Willie Mays and the Negro Leagues and all the attention that was going to be in Birmingham. Have there been any additional activations that have kind of highlighted the city and its history when it comes to baseball?
Yes, both the Cardinals and Giants, their coaching staffs and members of their front office, went to the Negro Southern League Museum today in Birmingham for a special luncheon, got to tour the museum with some of the still living current Negro League players. And that, you know, talking to Cardinals manager Ollie Marmol was something he really enjoyed. Ollie Marmol also went out with Mason Wynn, Jordan Hicks from the Giants, Kyle Gibson, went through and did a charity event in the morning with the Boys and Girls Club out in Birmingham here. So lots of things to do, lots of events. I think this has been great for the city of Birmingham and just a great experience for everyone here overall.
And Katie Wu is joining us from The Athletic. We know that the intent to honor the Negro Leagues, the Barons and Willie Mays, that all changed with his passing earlier this week. Have there been any additions, changes to honor him, or things pretty much been on schedule and the same?
We'll have to see. The pregame ceremony is scheduled to take place in around 30, 45 minutes. And, you know, I think this is designed to celebrate players like Willie Mays, like Hank Aaron. You know, Reverend Bill Greason, Birmingham, Alabama native, will be throwing out the first pitch. He is a spry 99 years old, the oldest living Negro League player, and that will be something very exciting for fans to see. So a lot of special things going on.
Well, Katie, with you following the Cards, right now they're at about the 500 mark. They're up, they're down, it's win, it's loss. What does the rest of the season look like for them?
It's going to depend on injuries. I mean, injuries are always going to be something that pops up for every club, but the Cardinals really got the short end of the stick in that regard. They've been without starting catcher Wilson Contreras for the last 6 weeks. He fractured his arm in early May. Starting center fielder Tommy Edman has not played one game this season. He's rehabbing from off-season wrist surgery that took much longer than anyone expected. Lars Nubar is on the injured list. Steven Matz had another setback in his rehab. He's going to be set back down again. So it's all about getting guys healthy. The good news for the Cardinals is they've managed to stay afloat without a lot of their key guys, and Wilson Contreras could be back as early as this weekend. So the NL Central, the National League in general, really is pretty weak this year. If you can stay around 500 until the trade deadline and make some moves, you might be able to launch yourself into contention, and I think that's what the Cardinals plan on doing.
Well, Katie, you talk about some of the players who've been able to get outside of the game. Have you had a chance to chat it up with any of the folks from the Giants, the significance of this game for them being a little closely more attached to Willie Mays?
You know, everyone has a Willie Mays story, and that's what makes Willie Mays, you know, the greatest of all time. I was talking to CC Sabathia yesterday, and he was a prominent figure in making sure this game took place. And he said it perfectly. You know, he said, you think of Willie Mays in San Francisco, and CC obviously from the Bay Area. Adam Jones is another one talking to him yesterday where he said, you know, obviously people are sad that he's passed, but this should be a celebration of his life. And hopefully this game can go out and do what Willie Mays did, which was play hard and hopefully entertain the crowd. And I thought that was a perfect tribute.
Hey, Katie Wu is here with us from The Athletic, the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. You talk about CC Sabathia. I've seen photos and videos of so many more prominent athletes, especially from Alabama, whether it's Terrell Owens. I saw Derek Jeter and A-Rod there. Who are some other faces that have been milling around in support of this event?
Yeah, I brought out all the stars. Barry Bonds is here. Derek Jeter. We saw Ryan Howard. It's very clearly a must-attend event for so many of these people. Hunter Pence was here earlier. Just anywhere you go, you're looking at someone, you're like, oh, wow, it's great to see you here. Albert Pujols was there, Dexter Fowler. So, again, it's a celebration, right? And we should be celebrating the Negro Leagues and the accomplishments, the contributions they made to the game. We should be more aware of this for baseball history, for baseball fans in general. So to see so many prominent players, former, coming back and treating this like the celebration that it is, I mean, I don't think baseball could have asked for a better turnout.
Well, Katie, have you heard anything about having this, I don't want to say annually, could we see future events like this? Any word on that?
Not yet, but I certainly think based on how well received this one, there'll be something that they would revisit. You know, I think Major League Baseball is doing a nice job in expanding things in general. We know about the London Games. They're playing in Mexico, plans to play in Paris next year. This is certainly something that's been long overdue. And, you know, the amount of effort and time this took for the city of Birmingham, I think they should be commended for it because they really, you know, this is a big, big event in this town. Certainly would like to see more games of this kind here, but off to a good start already with number one.
Absolutely. And with the renovation of Rickwood Field, have they expressed any future usage? Not necessarily for Major League Baseball. I assume the community is going to be able to take full advantage of it.
Yeah, and what's cool about Rickwood Field is even with all this prestigious history, it still uses an active ballpark. Some high school teams will play specialty games here. The SEC will use it every now and then. Minor league baseball occasionally will play. So it's certainly a very functional field. It looks gorgeous today. I'm sure most of the grandeur, if you will come down when the event ends. But in terms of field functionality, it's in great shape.
Awesome. Well, Katie, thank you so much. I know it's a busy afternoon, a busy day, a busy bunch of days, a busy evening. I wish I was out there. Where can people follow you as you follow the Cards, but then also attend this amazing event?
I'm on Twitter at Katie J. Wu and also on The Athletic. We all have tons of coverage from various reporters throughout the week.
Yeah, Katie, thank you so much. Enjoy it, okay?
Thanks so much, guys.
Absolutely. That Katie Wu of The Athletic covers the St. Louis Cardinals, and has the benefit of checking out what is an amazing event. I mean, even the thought and the idea that Major League Baseball is taking time to honor the Negro Leagues. We talked about this weeks ago. They have fully integrated the Negro League stats into Major League Baseball stats is tremendous. And now it's just about sharing a lot of this history and information with everybody here. I mean, everybody learns something. I don't know it all. I hope you don't feel that you know it all. And every opportunity is a chance to learn more. Birmingham, Alabama is not a far ride from me here in Atlanta, Georgia. I would have loved to have been out at Rickwood Field to go ahead and check out this game. But it looks like everybody's having an amazing time. And the most important thing is people are learning. And people are learning about history through sports as well. And so, you know, I get on Major League Baseball for a lot. What I feel is poor marketing in a lot of cases. This time, I think they did things right. And I'm trying to share the information right here with you on the air as well. I mean, shoot, I didn't know about Rickwood Field until they announced this. Knowing that it's the oldest ballpark in the country, That was news to me. It's right down the road. You know, I get out to Birmingham about once a year, maybe more if I need to. But to know that this was so close, I'm like, man, I would have stopped to go ahead and check it out. Hey, Hickey, what are your thoughts on the event, man? It's I wish we were there, right?
That would have been very cool. Yeah, like this is, like I said, it's great that you're bringing recognition and awareness and attention and celebrating the past. It's like, I think you're 100% right in terms of, you know, celebrating history. And I think teaching people through watching baseball, everything that's happened in the past. I mean, it's reminiscent just because it's a totally different event, but reminiscent of when they had the game at the Dream of Field or Field of Dreams,
yeah.
In the cornfields there. Again, very different in terms of history and meaning. But like when they do these special events, MLB, they usually do them right. And so far, you know, at least watching Fox's pregame coverage, it looks like they are sparing no expense. And looks like they right now have kind of everything set, ready to go. Looks very cool.
Baseball did something right, huh?
Rare. Few and far between, wow. Unfortunately.
Well, did they give the microphone to a Rob Manfred yet?
No, which is why so far it's going pretty smoothly.
Yeah, they need to keep them. I know the man has. Does he have to speak? It's necessary, right?
I don't know. He called his own trophy a piece of metal. Hopefully he doesn't get on the mic and say, this is just another baseball field.
Oh, I wouldn't put it past him. maybe if he speaks after the game, well, he should probably not talk at all, but. We'll stay tuned. I'm looking forward to watching the game, and certainly we'll be here on air, but it's going to be visually appealing, that much I know. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you to Katie Wu of The Athletic for joining us to talk about her experience out in Birmingham, Alabama.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I can tell you what's beautiful. What Major League Baseball is doing right now in Birmingham, Alabama. What the hell are they doing out there? Well, they're at Rickwood Field. We got a game honoring the Negro Leagues between the San Francisco Giants, the St. Louis Cards, obviously showing a whole lot of love to Willie Mays as well. Thank you to Katie Wu from The Athletic for joining us in the last break. She is live on the scene, getting ready for all of the pregame festivities and activities. Hickey, she said the center field wall is 478 feet.
That is, I mean, imagine playing center field back in the day. That's a lot of ground to patrol.
Man. Well, the ball, I don't want to say the ball players now are lazy because they're not, right? No, they could run that.
They definitely could run. And honestly, I think baseball would be a better sport if they had, you know, outfields that big. You'd see more athleticism, less home runs, more doubles, more triples, maybe more diving plays instead of now, you know, I'm watching the Yankee game and that's a Little League ballpark down the line.
Oh, man. What is the Yankees score, right? Is it 14-6?
It is 14-5.
Oh.
A little bit of a football score going on here.
I gave the Yankees one more extra run than they deserve. Anyway, shout outs to Major League Baseball. This is a big deal. I mean, even, you know, I was flipping around this morning with the news on, even the Today Show took some time to show love to what baseball is doing. This is the Today Show on NBC. Listen to this.
Rickwood Field's green walls contain more than a century of baseball memories. The oldest park in the nation, built in 1910.
This is hallowed ground. I mean, Willie Mays and Satchel Paige. I mean, it's
Hank Aaron, Jackie Robinson,
yes.
All the greats.
All the greats played here.
And now it adds a special new chapter. Major League Baseball is preparing for a tribute to the Negro Leagues, a special game honoring players who were excluded from the game they excelled at because of the color of their skin.
Man, there's so many people trying to erase history in so many regards. It's actually nice to know that as big of a corporate entity as Major League Baseball is, that this is what they're doing. And God knows if we didn't live through 2020 and George Floyd and COVID and all of this other terrible things, terrible stuff, I can use another word. Man, I don't even know if we'd be getting this right now. And sometimes you got to get knocked down to get back up. So, hey, kudos to Major League Baseball on this one. 855-212-4227. You know, this isn't the only quote-unquote different thing going on in the world of sports right now. Earlier today, and we've heard about this for months now, maybe for years, but it seems to be a little bit more intense right now. The NCAA, they basically have reached out to the commissioners of all the conferences, and they have formally said, we want to expand. Like, we want to move March Madness from 64. We want to bump it up to 76, 72. And I'm saying to myself, for what? And then if they move it up on the men's side, they also have to move it up on the women's side. And I say to myself, how much more damn basketball do we need? I guess this is just a gambler's paradise at this point in time. And so now that this is in front of all of the commissioners, if it passes, the NCAA would pretty much start this off at the end of the 2025-26 season. So that's, Hickey, what year are we in? 24? That's another season, two more?
Yeah, not this upcoming season, but the one after it.
Do we need this? They already moved the NCAA tournament. They had that one team kind of floating out there, and then they decided to go for, what do they call a stupid promotion? The first four.
The first four.
Yeah, so now we got 68 teams, and it's nice to start on Tuesday. And so what are they going to do? They're going to take an extra weekend before that? So we'd have, how the hell would we still have, so you'd have to do Selection Sunday. And then what do? Just wait until the end of the week and then play the first four games on what, Monday and Tuesday, and then still do the final four traditionally on Thursday? How much more basketball do we need? Do you think they should expand this tournament?
No, I don't think so. At this point, like, who cares? Like, you're talking about adding fringe teams that are 500 people, and like, no one is really, for the most part anymore, now that it's at 68, freaking out about the bubble. And again, the teams we're talking about are like 20-14, you know, 20-15. Who, at this point, am I going to be glued to the TV? Are you going to be glued to the TV to watch now an extra round of what would be like first? Like, it's not like, oh, it's an extra round of the tournament. It's basically an expanded first four to now it's what, I guess the first 16 or the first eight, whatever it may be, like however the numbers work out. Who cares?
Man, this is for a bunch of, it has to, well, it's television. That's it. It's TV and gamblers. That's it. Why the hell else would anybody care? You said as much. I mean, you got to be out here trying to make some money. Because, I mean, everything is about money. So, of course, the answer is yes. But when it comes to actual quality basketball, they're going to be teams playing out there that I've never heard of in my life. it's one of those instances where I go, where the hell is that school at? I've never even heard of that school. What are they doing right now? And so there's so many changes that are going on in college athletics. Is expanding the tournament the worst thing in the world? No, it's not. I mean, damn it, I'll likely be here on air, maybe, maybe not, while the games are going on. I'll have no choice but to have it on in the background. But am I invested? Hell no. I could care less. I could care less about some of the first round matchups because I'm like, this school is going to win something? This goofy ass logo and a funny name, I'm expect them to do. No, I don't. And I'm not gambling, so it's no big to do to me. Let me know when the games get good. You turn the games on, which game is good. I flip to that game. This game sucks. I turn that game off, and I go about my day. So many changes. College football moving to the playoff, expanding there. And NCAA tournament expanding the playoff. And they have to expand the women's tournament as well. And sorry, by the way. Hickey, I've heard that the women's tournament doesn't make money. Am I allowed to say that, or do I get canceled?
No, that's a fact. Interesting.
Oh boy. Yeah, and so they'd have to expand the women's field too. I'm sure they make enough money, billions, in regards to eating it up. But on the women's side, that's an L. I mean, you're expanding the women's field. Let's be real. How many? Hickey, if I start getting in trouble, just say, JR, shut up. How many college basketball teams on the women's side is the country in whole, like, really invested in? What, UConn? Tennessee? LSU? Am I missing anything, Hickey?
South Carolina with Dawn Staley. Iowa, not anymore with Kayla Clark. Five? Like, really? Five? Six? USC with Juju Watkins.
There you go. Okay. Washington? Are the women Huskies? Lady Huskies?
Maybe 10. That the public generally would watch, sit down, and be intrigued by.
Notre Dame.
Yep.
Notre Dame. And so I get it. Title IX, and I'm here, I'm all for it. But it's tough. It's like anything else. There's such thing as too much of a good thing. Like we don't need all these teams on the men's side. I don't think we need an expansion on the women's side. And I look, if this is a once in a lifetime experience for the students, then good for them. I'm all here for it. But from my perspective, a consumer side, someone who loves basketball, I watch people play on the street. I watch college. I watch whatever. But I want to see something that's intriguing and competitive. I told you the NBA Finals. I love NBA basketball. The NBA Finals from this past Monday, watching that game was just like, oh, let's just get it over with. Let's get to the end. I don't need to watch Luka Doncic try to play 1-on-5 for what? Kept looking at the, okay, is it done? Yep. Nope, is it done yet? Oh, nope, it's still going. Come on. It was some good basketball. I'll take it. Good luck to the NCAA. They keep on changing things. Even the Big 12. Hickey, did you hear the Big 12? They may actually put a sponsor name to replace Big. Did you hear about that?
I did.
It could be, what is it? Castor Oil or Castro, what do they call it? Castor Oil 12?
I saw that. I saw the Allstate big Allstate 12 or Allstate 12, something like that, something ridiculous.
It could be anything. And you know what's crazy? That doesn't just set a precedent, I want to say, for college. I mean, the NBA was able to go out there and brand a tournament name. And if you're the NFL and the NBA, I don't know, maybe this is going to take another 50 years. I wouldn't be shocked if there was a brand sponsor attached with the league itself. Now, that would be nuts. Look how long it took for us to get jersey patches, right? Like, oh, my God, the jerseys are sacred. Oh, the Yankees can't. Yankees got a jersey patch? Come on. What is it, like an insurance company, a lawyer's or something?
And you can go to the stadium and actually not only buy the jersey, but then also buy the patch separately and put that on there.
Oh, my God. Can you? Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm dead serious.
Whoever wants to look like on the field jersey authentic, they have that for you.
Oh, man. Like, they'll sell anything. And why? I mean, there's money to be made. Do it. It took forever to get the patches on the jerseys. It took forever to get the brand names on the field, on the court, on the pitcher's mound, on the baseline. Everything is for sale. I gotta really be honest. Is it happening soon? I don't think so. One day, I really believe we're going to have an NBA season 2024 brought to you by American Express. Oh, it's coming. Everything is for sale, folks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Me, I'm not for sale. Can't buy me. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I told you everything is for sale. We also talked about the expansion of the NCAA tournament, basketball-wise, potentially. Hickey said it. Nobody thinking about Iowa anymore. But people are still thinking about Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark in the news again. Not only is she going to be here in Atlanta tomorrow, I'm going to go check her out. I don't know what Caitlin Clark did to Cheryl Swoops. But Caitlin Clark is just a punching bag right now. We'll talk about that on the other side. The NFL is looking into some potential changes as well. Trevor Lawrence talked about his money. Justin Fields has a reason to be mad at Madden, the video game. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Sam Amick is coming through as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on.
And even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.